Her feelings are concentrated in one, pride, and that needs humbling. Were you jealous, Jane?
Never mind, Mr. Rochester. It is in no way interesting to you to know that. Answer me truly once more. Do you think Miss Ingram will not suffer from your dishonest coquetry? Won't she feel forsaken and deserted?
Impossible! When I told you how she, on the contrary, deserted me. The idea of my insolvency cooled, or rather extinguished, her flame in a moment.
You have a curious, designing mind, Mr. Rochester. I am afraid your principles on some points are eccentric.
My principles were never trained, Jane. They may have grown a little awry for want of attention.
May I enjoy the great good that has been vouchsafed to me, without fearing that anyone else is suffering the bitter pain I myself felt a while ago?
That you may, my good little girl. There is not another being in the world has the same pure love for me as yourself, for I lay that present unction to my soul, Jane, a belief in your affection.